haven't spoken to us in so long. What drove it today?
Well, I mean, the league is mandatory or mandating us to, you know, talk to the media once a week, and you know, that's pretty much why I'm talking to you guys.
Well, we are excited because you're one of the smartest guys we know. What are we going to see out of the Broncos defense this week that we haven't seen in the preseason?
I think we've come together. I think guys are wanting to play more for each other. I think some techniques, and some things that we haven't gotten ironed out are definitely getting ironed out this week and have been throughout the preseason.
You guys have always been known for your great linebackers, great speed, all that. It seems like in this preseason, learning this new system has been a little bit slower at linebacker.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's a little more complex, but you know, we accept the challenge. I mean, you know, we're all smart guys, and we all had a mental capacity to go out there and get the X's and O's down, and then the rest is just ability.
Can you still be as aggressive as you want to be? Can you use your speed? It doesn't. Some defenses, some schemes make it control certain lanes and gaps. I mean, you're able to still attack the ball.
Well, I mean, me personally, and as well as DJ, I mean, we're definitely going to be able to be free out there. And as long as you know, those big guys up front do their job, you know, we'll definitely be free and hopefully be able to make a lot of plays and a lot of tackles.
You're the second guy who said now that, you know, we're still, there's things to learn. It's a new scheme. We got to get things figured out. I mean, did you hope that you had it all kind of down?
Well, I mean, you always hope you can hit the ground running fast, and that's definitely what we try to do. But you know, new defense, new players. You know, we have to definitely come together, and we have to definitely, you know, get this game down before, you know, we can call ourselves, you know, a great defense. You know, and that's going to be a process, and we all look forward to that process. I mean, this is the first test of this process. You know, coming up this weekend against Buffalo.
Does it worry you that in this game one you're still?
No, we're not worried. We're not worried at all. No, this is 16 weeks long, and you know, we got a long season ahead of us. So as long as we get a win this weekend, I think we're going to be happy.
And the three of you go with Al and DJ and you together were such a team that did so well together. There's got to be an adjustment period there, though, doesn't it? When you guys got, I mean, even in preseason, you didn't know who that third guy was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. However, this is a new era. You know, Al's no longer with us, unfortunately. But you know, we have Nate Webster, who's a great linebacker, and DJ's playing the middle now, and he's manning it, and he's doing a great job for us. And so, it's going to be great for us to establish some chemistry as an entire defense. You know, not just that linebacker.
You got anything different in preparation this year for the opener, based on what's happened the last 2 years?
You know, I actually feel like we're more relaxed. In years past, I feel like we've been really tight going into the first game. You know, you know what? I really couldn't pinpoint, you know, one thing, but I think this coaching staff, honestly, is a little bit more relaxed, and I think Jim Bates is more of a player's coach, and I think that's really, you know, helping us out as players. You know, just going out there and him really wanting us to get the job done, as opposed to forcing his hand on the defense. You know, he's allowing us to go out and execute, and I think that's a big part of it.
Have you gotten over Michigan's loss?
You know what? No comment, man. No, it was a big loss, man. I mean, the guys have been giving me stuff all week, and I'm sure I'll get it all year and for years to come. But you know, go Blue.
Did you believe it when you saw the score?
I didn't believe it. Somebody came out and gave me a thumbs down, and I said, no, you got to be kidding me. And everybody else, a buzz kind of spread around on the practice field, and you know, that's all she wrote. So.